You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the Ramones. I don't want to go down to the basement. It's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning here on 95BFM Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. I'd like to welcome onto the show Marky Ramone. Hello there, sir. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, for people who don't know, you're one of only the few Ramones left alive on the planet.
Well, I would say the only one.
And you play with the Ramones for 15 years. You play,
yeah.
Quite simply, anybody knows anything about music knows that there was the time before the Ramones, and then there was the Ramones.
You say that's correct.
That's pretty much it, though, isn't it? You know, did you know that at the time?
No, we just wanted to play the music we liked, and we just made records and toured. And all that came later. We were very grateful and amazed all that happened.
What was your life like before the Ramones?
Well, I was with Richard Hell. I did 5 albums. I was working with Andrew Alton, Rolling Stones producer, on one of my albums. I was in a band called Dust, and we were one of the first heavy metal bands in America. And then I decided to start hanging out in New York in CBGB's. That's where I live.
So you've been running with a bad crowd from the start?
Yeah, good, a lot of fun.
And of course, from CBGB's, that was pretty much the jump-off point for the Ramones, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, along with Blondie, Talking Heads, Television, Patti Smith. So it was we all knew each other, we were all friends.
When you were making music back in those days, with your friends and going to see your friends play and all that sort of stuff, in New York City, did you know that New York City would become the city it's become? Did you know that those other bands would become the bands that they become? Did you have any idea whatsoever that you would become, your band would be so influential?
No, we just played the music, and all that came later. We just wanted to write good songs and play good songs. There was a camaraderie amongst the bands that were at CBGB's, so we were all friends. We didn't know we were starting a scene. we just needed a place to play, and then eventually people started coming, you know, and writers, producers, record people, and then, you know, the rest is history.
The one thing that stands out, I think, about the Ramones is that you guys had your idea of what you wanted to do, and you stuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, unwavered from the get-go. And, I mean, that's the genius of it. That's what makes the band so fantastic, and it must be something that you look back on with a lot of love. The fact that you all stuck to your guns and you didn't compromise and you didn't do what other people told you to do. You had the idea and went with it.
Yeah, we had a sound and we kept it going, and that was how people identified us. And it's very rare for a band to have a sound really that you could hear on the radio and go, "Oh, that's them." So we kept it going, that formula.
You guys were considered pretty badass back in the day, you know, when you started. Actually, what am I saying? No, that's a terrible thing to say. Yes, you are still very badass. But did it feel weird having people sort of looking down and go, "Oh, look at them in their jeans and they're carrying on the distortion and like, what are they up to? What are they doing? What are they trying to prove?"
Well, you know, we ignore them.
Good.
I mean,
good.
They obviously. You know, there is a lot of jealousy in the music business, but we just ignore them, and, you know, we just let people listen to what they wanted to listen to. But if they liked us, we were very happy, you know.
With the sort of music that you guys listen to, that, you know, that you would have plucked ideas from and sort of helped contribute to make the sound that you eventually, you know, ran with, what sort of sounds do you think the Ramones music originated from?
Nowhere. The Ramones sound is in its own category for sure, but we were.
Yeah, it must have been a pinch of this and a pinch of that in there, and, you know, that sort of all just like a perfect formula, you know.
Well, we liked a lot of music, of course. We liked the British Invasion. We liked the Phil Spector sound. We liked the surf sound. We liked a lot of that, and you throw it up in the air, and it comes down as a Ramones omelet.
Now, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing tomorrow night at the studio. The set list is 38 Ramone songs. Yeah!
Yeah, a lot. Why don't you come by and check it out?
That's a solid performance of Ramone songs. Who's playing with you on stage?
Well, I got my Singapore, I got my guitar player, Ilian, and I got my bass player, Al, and the reviews have been great. And we've been touring the world, so the band is extremely tight, and I haven't seen any negative reviews at all. It's been really cool.
It must be awesome seeing just being able to travel the world and play these songs that mean so much to you, and have people come out and pack houses listening to them so many years down the line. It's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of those outdoor festivals, particularly in China. I never thought I'd go to China and
really?
All these Russia and sub shows in the States, and it's so great to be back in venues because you're playing in front of 30,000-40,000 people. We just did shows with The Who and Guns N' Roses, so that was about 50,000 people. Now it's nice to be back in places where you can just have, you know, an eye contact, you know what I mean?
Do you like that part of it? Do you like being able to look at the audience and sort of vibe off them as well? You must have a colorful bunch in there.
Well, it's great to provide the entertainment, make the people happy, you know, and you see it. When you play the huge, huge places, it's like a mass. But the Rock in Rio is 200,000 people. So it could be overwhelming.
That's good. That would be what a great place to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's cracking down. Hey, Marky, have a great time tomorrow night at the studio on Kalangapi Road here in Auckland. Marky Ramone's Blitzrig is the name of the show, and like I say, you're going to be playing 38 Ramone songs. You're playing Wellington tonight, Christchurch the day after tomorrow, but Auckland tomorrow, and that's what counts for us because we're broadcasting in Auckland. Awesome, man. It's amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much for bringing the band down to New Zealand.
Thank you.
And the Ramones fucking rule.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Same to you, Marky.
Come to the show.
Marky Ramone, ladies and gentlemen.
Tickets from Ticketmaster.co.nz.
Tickets from Ticketmaster.co.nz. Lovely.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.